the Dolphins going through their GM search, their offensive coordinator search. We're chatting with Jeff Darlington on Twitter at Jeff Darlington. Hearing anything new, anything as far as a guy that's really impressed them with either one of these searches? I mean, we've had a lot of names thrown at us the last week or so.
So, yeah, I mentioned on Twitter yesterday that it's funny because I had heard, I'd heard the stuff about Ray Farmer and kind of circling a little bit in the league circles about that, he was impressive and he was seemingly the front runner. But I was actually having a good talk with a source yesterday that really made it very clear to me that, that they are going to still bring in several more candidates and that a decision really isn't imminent, nor is it necessarily on the immediate horizon. We're talking about the same thing, but we're talking about next weekish, I would say, before they even bring back a few more candidates as finalists. So I think it's smart. I think that they really are trying to get this right. I know there's some concern about trying to get a guy in by the Senior Bowl. Look, I would stress, I know in your audience in general are the type of listeners who really pay attention to this stuff very closely. But I would stress that, yes, I think that they will have a GM in place probably right in time for the Senior Bowl. But if they don't, it's really not that big of a deal. Like, don't get too caught up in the idea that the Senior Bowl is like the end-all be-all to the NFL draft. It's not that big of a deal. Like, even if you were to go to the scouting of the Senior Bowl, you would see that there's not even that many people paying attention to practice, to be quite honest. A lot of networking, a lot of people just making their rounds. It is important, but it's not critical for them to get the GM in place for that Senior Bowl. It really isn't that big of a deal.
Oh, interesting perspective from Jeff Darlington, not a Senior Bowl guy.
It's just,
you're not getting any Reese's
important.
Peanut Butter Cups this year.
It's important. It's just not like,
no, I understand.
Better to just get the right guy.
It's not like, worth rushing for the sake of the Senior Bowl is what you're saying.
I don't believe that the Senior Bowl is going to necessarily alter someone's... Look, the best players that come out of these drafts are not even seniors anyway. It's like it's the guys who are coming out early. So,
sure.
I mean, I get it. I understand it. But the Senior Bowl, you're talking about a collection of guys who have the most footage on tape of any of the players in draft already. So go watch the games that they've had. That's what these scouts will do. It's important, but getting the right GM is way more important, and that's the big question here.
One last one for Jeff Darlington of the NFL Network. Jeff, we talk about the timing of hiring a GM. What about the timing of hiring an OC? I think some fans are a little confused as to how the Dolphins could hire an offensive coordinator without a GM in place. And what I said is, the organizational structure here is basically that the head coach has his staff and the GM has his staff, and that they're basically just separate things.
Yeah, and that's not that foreign either. Maybe I'm just trying to talk some people off the ledge here with some of what I'm saying, but I really do believe it. I mean, this structure that everybody's sort of been ripping for the past, or I think people are starting to chill out a little bit, but the structure that people are ripping is not that foreign around the NFL. It's not that awful of an idea to have two separate divisions. As long as you're hiring a GM, that yes, A, is going to have a good relationship with the head coach, and B, is understanding of the philosophical direction of the organization. And you want to do that anyway. So I think that Philbin hiring his offensive coordinator is independent. You want someone who is going to be able to meld with Philbin's philosophies, and then the GM will in turn sort of build the roster in that sense. And that's what I think that this organization really recognizes. And, when you talk about what happened before, when you had you get rid of Sperano and bring in Philbin to mesh with Ireland, and people were wondering, well, if you don't do it at the same time, if you don't hire a head coach and GM at the same time, you're going to have the exact same situation. I don't necessarily think that's true. I think you just have to make sure that you are finding the right guy. So to answer your question, I think you can hire an OC before or after a general manager. I don't think it's dependent on each other.
There you go. Jeff Darlington, NFL Network on Twitter, at Jeff Darlington. Always appreciate these Tuesday chats. Couple more to go before the end of this season and the Super Bowl. Jeff, have fun in Seattle. Enjoy the game.
Indeed. Congrats again, Jesse.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Jeff Darlington, Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.